Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How did we learn yesterday that Diane wasn't invited to the birthday dinner? I don't even remember how that came up yesterday.
We were talking about RSVP.
Okay, now here she comes again. What?
Yeah. You and I, Elliot, we're talking about RSVP.
Well, no, why are you mad at me? It's not my birthday dinner. I didn't leave you out.
Go ahead.
You started this morning by saying...
But you guys were talking off air, and I was like, what are you guys talking about? I have no idea what you're referring to.
Right, and I assumed that you did know.
No.
Because... why would Tyler, Kristen, and I get invited and not you?
I don't know.
And then, but so we were talking about RSVPing.
Yes, because I was making sure.
For Roach's birthday dinner.
You had done that because you were already a week removed from the deadline.
Right. Well, yeah, but then I'd gotten the update from Katie.
Yes.
It was like, hey.
You told us that. We didn't know that part.
Yeah. It was like, hey, are you guys coming? I was like, yeah, of course Jackie and I are coming. Why wouldn't I? The whole show's going.
You didn't say that.
No, I didn't. Yeah, but in my head, I said that. And then out loud in here, I said that, and Diane was like, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. And then we learned Kristen was invited previous to getting engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And then Roach had to talk to her and go, hey, this is an awkward conversation, but I can't plus one you. Because Kristen wrote down for two, and then Roach was like, oh, I can't do that. I can't have him there. And then came back.
You're adding stuff that's not true. He didn't say that. He said that.
Didn't he say it was an awkward conversation?
Yeah, but yeah. He didn't say, I can't have him there.
Well, like, no, it's just she wasn't a plus one.
Yes, his original plan wasn't to give her a plus one.
Right, because when Roach had come in here and talked to Tyler and I, this is long before anybody was invited.
Or engaged, right.
He had a conversation with us about, it's going to be weird because I'm not plus one in Kristen. And I was like, yeah, get it. Whatever. Like, do what you got to do. What do I care? It's not my party.
It's your party. Do whatever you want to do.
And he did.
Boy, did he take that ball.
So then he did go back and plus one Kristen, mm-hmm. because I guess some people had fallen out.
Didn't he say they were dropping out like flies?
Yeah. And so he was able to plus one, but lost in all of this. Diane never got invited.
And she searched her email. It wasn't like it went to spam.
No. And you've gotten emails from Roach in the past.
Sure.
Right. So that would have been on there. But when I was trying to remember, and then I did some digging, but I was trying to, why are you giving me that look? What? This morning, the first thing you said was, oh, if you have info, you got to tell me.
Well, because I didn't hear from him.
Why would he? Yeah, you're not close enough. Why would he tell you anything? You're not even going to the party.
I know.
You weren't even invited to the party.
I feel like he might have subtweeted.
When he came in here,
mm-hmm.
way before any of this was even public.
Yeah.
When I say public, I mean the, I don't know why I'm looking at Diane. I should look at Kristen. The emailing out of the invitations.
Right. Which is still a private thing because the guest list is locked.
Which I hate. Unlock your guest list. Let me know who's going to be there. Let everybody know.
Yeah, so we don't embarrass ourselves and make Diane feel like crap.
I didn't do anything to make Diane feel like crap. I would have invited her.
It's not your party.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. If it were my party, I would have invited Diane. I wouldn't make her feel like crap. Roach did. But when Roach came in, Didn't he mention Diane and Scott?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I thought you were going because he had gone out of his way to mention you and Scott. And he even went as far, and this is where I'm not going to give names, Diane, but he had even mentioned having to invite some people he didn't really want to invite, but he felt it was the right thing to do.
As an employee of this radio station.
Work-wise, okay. Business-wise. Right.
Right.
But you weren't on that list. You were on the, like, get invited with the show list.
Yeah.
And not just because it's the show, but because he likes you. Well, I thought he did.
But one would also, even if those names weren't mentioned specifically, Diane and her husband Scott, because we knew that I was being invited and Elliot was getting invited and Kristen was getting invited.
Because we'd had a whole long conversation about whether Kristen should get a plus one.
It felt like the show was getting
invited. Getting invited, mm-hmm. Right. And then, whoa, lo and behold, Diane didn't get invited.
It's not funny, Kristen.
So I reached out.
Kristen.
Well, Kristen even said she was going to plus one Diane.
I don't play that.
Come on,
you can't do that. No. Number one, it makes Diane look pathetic.
I wouldn't do that.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't. Somebody's plus one to a party that I was not invited to.
Well, no, but I mean, think about it. No, but if somebody, you could go with somebody. Like, for example,
you can't do that.
No, but is Kristen's fiance a loser because he's a plus one? No.
It's a lot different.
No, but what I'm saying is Diane's like, well, I didn't get invited. I can't be a plus one. I'm sure you've been plus one to things that you weren't invited to, but the person you went with.
You don't plus one someone that you thought may have been in consideration for the guest list originally.
Oh, Diane was in consideration. I know that.
Oh,
but I didn't make the cut.
Oh, my God.
I reached out to Roach yesterday.
This is a borderline mean.
It's not mean.
Why are you laughing if it's so mean?
Because I keep looking at Kristen. I don't know what he's about to read.
I reached out to Roach to find out why you weren't invited.
Okay.
And I got an answer.
Okay.
Wait. So I
sent Roach a text.
You're jumping to a conclusion that there wasn't a forgotten invitation. So you know.
I reached out to Roach and said, hey, was Diane not invited? And I got the answer.
Okay.
Because I was like, and Roach even said, why are you asking? And I was like, it came up on the air. And he wrote back, So it did. By the way, you know who else is also, and Diane, I'll get to your reasoning here in a second. But you know who else is also very angry that he wasn't invited?
Who?
Josh.
Oh. So he found out about it because I wasn't invited.
Yes.
Okay.
But then Josh got all like, oh, I wasn't invited. But as Mike Jones pointed out, why would you get invited? You two hate each other. So I don't understand. I don't understand why Josh is all angry. Those two hate each other. They fight all the time. But Josh is like, oh, I should have been invited. Why wasn't I invited? I'm real Funko Pop.
I thought that they're...
Even Mike Jones was like, Josh, you're being ridiculous. You two hate each other.
I thought their quibbling was more for sport.
Well, I guess Josh probably thought so, too. Does Josh really think he should have been invited? Because Kristen was in on all that yesterday. Where's Josh? Josh, come here for a second. And then, Diane, I'll tell you why you weren't invited.
Okay.
Because I did get the answer to that.
So Diane definitely was not invited. It's not that they forgot to
add
her
email. Did you get an email?
Sometimes with Evites, you forget on your list to add somebody.
Right.
So you know for sure Diane wasn't invited.
And I know why.
But do you know for sure that Josh wasn't invited?
I didn't even ask about Josh. Why would Josh be invited? They hate each other. Why do you feel like you should be invited?
I don't hate Roach.
I
don't hate him at all. Gregory's a great person. We chat about the.
Well, we're on a first name basis.
Yeah, I know. I don't have a.
So why were you angry yesterday?
But
even Mike Jones said you shouldn't be invited. That you two hate each other.
Mike Jones is an idiot, but that's another story.
Mike Jones was invited.
Obviously, he was invited.
Was it less that he was angry?
Why are you
surprised?
Calling him an idiot? That's your friend. Maybe that's why, because you call all your friends idiots.
I don't call all my friends idiots. Just Mike Jones. Just Mike Jones.
So you feel like you should have been invited. Who should have been invited more, you or Diane?
Diane.
Yeah, right. Diane. So if Diane didn't get invited, why are you pouting up and down the hall?
But can we confirm he just learned about it yesterday as well?
I only learned about it when Diane mentioned it when you mentioned it yesterday.
Right.
That's the first time I heard about it.
Well, of course. Why would it be mentioned to you? Why would somebody come up and go, hey, Josh, just so you know, we all got invited to a party you didn't get invited to.
Well, we basically did that to Diane.
Well, because they told us Diane was getting invited. Nobody ever said, hey, I don't know what to do about Josh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there were some people you said he
nobody's
invited,
ever said that.
That he didn't want to for whatever reason. Well, maybe I was one of those people he didn't want to. I don't know. Bite the bullet. I don't know.
No, I didn't ask why you weren't invited. I wouldn't have assumed that you're invited.
Hey, it's cool.
No, I wouldn't have assumed.
No, that's fine.
I don't know how deep on the list. I don't know all of Roach's friends, but I don't know how deep on the list I would get before I would go like, well, shouldn't Josh be on the list?
I guess that's true. There may be a couple of friends because this isn't just a work-related birthday.
Well, he is bringing people from work that he doesn't really want there, but he feels like he needs to.
And I'm maybe the one he needs. I'm the one that he just doesn't want, period.
Well, I mean...
Well, don't speak for Diane.
No, I don't know about Diane. I'm saying for me.
All right, but are you still angry?
No, I'm not angry. I was very confused yesterday. It was like...
What were you confused about? You didn't get invited.
Yeah, because if everybody...
That's confusing?
If everybody except
Diane... Is Josh invited? No. Well, I'm confused.
If everybody except Diane was getting invited, then why wouldn't I be invited? Like, if we're all
Because then
be
you
there.
Think you're above Diane.
No, I think Diane should be there, too.
Yes!
We should
well,
go
not
together.
Two, but just... If Diane's not there, you're
plus
not there.
Three. Yes. Kristen, plus three is...
If Kristen plus one, would you go?
Sure, why not? Absolutely. Well, that's more fun.
Even knowing that he didn't, he
would. Yep. Yes. Yes. Capital Y-E-S. Yes.
So you would go as a plus one?
Knowing
full well that he didn't invite you.
I don't know. It could be fun, but it could also be disaster. So I don't know. I honestly don't know. Probably not, because I'm a coward like that.
All right. Very good. Very good. But there was no issue with you. You were not invited. No, I'm telling you. I'm not asking you.
No, there's... That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. So even though you think Roach and I are tight, maybe not so much.
Not tight. I just don't have a problem with him.
Right.
So that's what
he
I'm
does
saying.
With you.
Clearly. That's, whatever. That's fine. But I'm just saying, I just figured
even Jones thinks that there's a problem there.
If everybody else was, I thought I would be too. Even if he didn't want to, because you said there are people who he wanted to.
Right. Well, there's people that he is. That's the part that sucks. Like, you know that people are going that he doesn't even want there, but you're not going.
But no? The three of us could be like that.
No. I'm not one of the people. First of all, I know some of the people, but there's no.
But why would he tell you that you're one of those people? He maybe
he told me why Diane didn't get invited.
You haven't told us that.
No, I'm just sitting here waiting for it.
I'm assuming it's not a grand ballroom. There's not going to be 200 people there.
It's not like a bar mitzvah.
There's a limit, right?
Yes. Well, I'll get to that. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We'll go out there.
All right.
Use a pencil, Diane. You can erase that later.
So my text to Roach. Question. Were Diane and Scott invited to your birthday dinner? I can't even read the response.
Give me, I'll read it.
Are we about to, we've been towing the line, having fun, just a little bit of light teasing. Uh-huh. Is this going to step over it?
Step over the line?
Because he doesn't know that you were going to read this on the air. Was he blatantly honest about something?
I feel like he was. My question to him. Question. Were Diane and Scott invited to your birthday dinner? Roach's response.
Oh, my God. Spit it out. Jesus Christ.
I don't want you to flip your lid.
Oh, you're getting there.
Let me know if you believe this answer. What? What's wrong?
Say it.
I'm getting ready to, but now you're yelling at me.
Is his response back going to come off as like a personal attack?
No, I don't think so.
But when you read it to the person it's talking about, does it sound aggressive?
Let's find out. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Me to Roach. Question.
Oh, my God.
Were Diane and Scott invited to your birthday dinner? Roach's response. They were guests 35 and 36 on a 34 cap event.
Oh, my God.
Look at Kristen's face.
There are 34 people going.
And remember, a lot of people drop like flies. So if people dropped, how were 35 and 36? Did he go to like 38 and 39?
No, he handed out plus ones.
Wow. So, Diane, that's why you're not there. You and...
Okay.
Is that a reference to like a movie? It's really going to be like 10 or 12 people.
If people don't go.
Is he quoting a movie? Is that from like Bridesmaids, Diane? You've seen that movie a lot.
Like there's only room. Yeah, the movie is there's only room for 34.
I'm just wondering.
And Diana Scott are so numbers specific. 35 and 36.
The detail in that response is so ridiculously specific. It sounds like it's got to be, he's alluding to something. He's referencing something.
Yeah, that there's room for 34, and on the list, Diane and Scott were 35 and 36. That's what he's alluding to.
Oh, well.
See, but now I wish I wouldn't have brought it up, because now I feel like you're in a bad mood.
No. I mean, that lays it out. We didn't make the cut. Y'all have fun.
That was a good.
Because it took so long to get to it. A screenshot of a text message. Crap, just pulled into work and I won't hear why Diane didn't get invited. Let me know.
They were guests 35 and 36 on a 34 cap event. But I don't.
Not getting better with the rereading. And
that was
it.
What did you reply to that?
Nothing.
Oh.
What am I going to write back?
I didn't know if you were going to try to like goad into a back and forth.
What kind of, what am I, Josh?
Oh God, I'm sorry. I even assumed you would do that.
No, but why am I, what am I going to go back and forth with? Like, oh, hey, you couldn't pull two more chairs in?
I don't know.
What do you want me to write back? Hey, when you came and told Tyler and I you were inviting Diane, I assumed that you were going to hold up on that. And who are all these people that drop like flies that you could invite Kristen's plus one?
First of all, how big is the space? That would be my question. Like, this is massive. This is a big party.
It's really not.
Kristen. Kristen.
Oh. Wait, Kristen, turn yourself on.
Can she? She's shaking.
I know where it is. I'm not going to say.
No,
because then people will show up. Well, Diane and Scott.
Oh, God, I hope 71 and 72 don't show up.
Hey, you're ahead of them.
I know.
You're ahead of them.
Still don't make the cut, though.
Now, Diane, can I ask you this? What if 33 and 34 bail within the next 10 days? And he goes, hey, good news. Check the board. I have room for standbys 35 and 36.
Standby.
Do you go?
No.
What do you mean no? He's clearing room for you.
No, I don't think I can make it.
That's petty.
No, it's not.
That's petty.
No, it's not, because I didn't have heads up to clear a schedule.
Yesterday you told us you don't do anything.
Well, that just happens to be the day I'm doing something.
Now, Kristen, you said you would bring Diane as your plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but she doesn't want to do that. When Roach said people were dropping out like flies, doesn't that make you think that he would have room for 35 and 36?
Yes.
Yeah, right? I mean, you know what the real truth is?
Hmm.
I could even call the place and get 35 and 36 in.
It's not your party. Hey, put another leaf in the table.
The only place that would be rude is that Roach would then have to pay for two extra people.
Yes.
Wait,
yes,
do we have to pay?
He doesn't want her there.
Wait, hold on. Wait, do we have to pay?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a birthday party.
Yeah, but it didn't say, like, hey, meals on us.
That's a safe assumption. Granted, we've made a couple assumptions over the last 3 months as well.
I'm not getting a gift. I'm going to tell him Diane has it. Now, here's the other bit of fun that came out yesterday from Roach. This wasn't to me. Sounds like my birthday guest list is leaked. Guess I picked the right week to get COVID.
Wait, so he's sick?
Yes. Well, he's sick. Also, PD's out of town.
Oh, you don't buy it?
No, I don't believe he's sick. I don't think he wants to come to the office and face everybody. And also, Dustin's out of town.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't think he's sick. Because what if that tells people, like, oh, God, what if you're not recovered by the time of the party?
Then more seats open up.
Well, damn long COVID.
At that point, we're going to have to pay for our meal if the guest of honor is not there.
Oh, I'm not going. No, Katie will be there.
And her husband will be at home with a global...
With long COVID. Well, what disease. If he Bidens it? What if he rebounds?
Stupid Paxlovid.
Is he on that? Don't smell his breath.
Diane is just preying on long COVID. Anyway, so there's your answer. You should feel okay about it.
Whatever.
No, but isn't that... Wouldn't you rather that be the answer?
No.
I would have rather he not respond to your text.
Would you have been better not knowing why you weren't invited?
No, I wanted to know why, obviously.
But now we have to ask deeper questions, like what happened?
Like between us, like what? Why we are fractured?
Well, you're not fractured. You're just not...
Not high enough on the list.
Correct.
I'm not you or Tyler or Kristen. I'm the lone person from the show who's not invited.
Yeah, that's the part that stings.
And that's fine. Have a good show, Roach.
No, you know where it's awkward? You know where it's awkward?
Hold on, you mispronounced.
Oh, I know where. From here on out.
Life. You said show. You meant to say life. That's on me. The printer is out of ink.
Wait, why is it awkward from here on out? So you're going to be awkward around Roach?
Well, I mean...
Is this going to be awkward for me at the dinner?
No, I'm sure you guys are going to have a great time laughing about it when I'm not there.
Patrick on Twitter...
Hey, Diane! Oh, never mind.
Patrick wants us to print out our numbers and to take a photo at the party with our sheet of paper over our head.
Oh, what number was I on the list? That's a good question.
And then...
If Diane was 35 and 36, hard cap 34, mm-hmm. Was Jackie and I 1 and 2?
Oh, come on.
Well, obviously Katie would be 1, but she doesn't even get a number.
What about his children?
They better not be going.
They're Why? Older.
Yeah.
They're not old
schoolers.
Enough. They're not, for where we're going, they're not old enough. They're not, trust me, they're not going. They're not going.
All right.
No, I don't know that. I can ask. But they're not going.
Amy says, more importantly, what number was Josh?
I bet Josh didn't get a number. I mean, at some point, if there's only 34, at some point, what am I going to? Well, I got to get to 1,000 in case everybody falls out. I bet Josh didn't even have a number.
Wait, now Summer says this is a bummer that no one fought for Diane.
We didn't have a choice.
We thought she was invited.
I would fight for Diane. Diane, you want to go instead of Jackie and I?
No.
Why?
I'm going.
But now you're being ungrateful. Because, again.
I'm sorry, what?
No, but if, like, again, liken this to flying standby. It would be like, oh, I wasn't good enough to get a ticket on the main flight. But now, because 28 and 29 got sick, probably got Roach's COVID, that you're being ungrateful about not going.
Trust me, if we would have known, we would have said something to prevent future fights. We would have fought him on the point and said, listen, if you can't invite the four of us, you probably shouldn't invite all of us.
I do like where I might have still gone, though.
Or just invite Elliot. You know, that he can represent the show.
That's true.
Yeah.
Whoop. The yeah,
but I think,
no,
but I think it's
true.
More than the show. I think it's like it's friendships.
Dick.
Oh, it's so awkward.
It really isn't.
Sun Devil wants to know if Diane at some point left him off of one of her guest lists.
Oh, that's a good question. Is this
no.
Reach around as fair play?
When's the last time I had a party?
Was he invited to your wedding?
He wasn't working here when we got married.
There you go.
I should have invited a potential future employee.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, that's the
that
same
I didn't
argument
know.
That Josh is
please.
Making about why he should have
I don't
been invited.
Know you, but please come to my wedding.
I think all we're saying is it would have helped.
All right, well, there you go. You wanted to know, I got you your answer.
Okay.
Do you want me to? No, now I feel bad.
Do I want you to take a break? Yes.
No, but I feel bad because then we're all going to turn the mics off and we're going to sit here with our headphones off and then it's going to be awkward. I shouldn't have brought it up. You bullied me.
No, I didn't.
You said earlier, if you know, you got to say. And I knew because I texted him.
That's right.
And he was like, you and Scott were 35 and 36. By the way, I wish we were a team because your jersey number moving forward would be 35 or 36. And somebody text Eugene Vaney so he knows why Diane didn't get invited. Yes, Tyler.
Aaron Hyland tweets.
Oh, wait. Was he invited? I asked this question yesterday. Was Aaron invited?
As an uninvited guest.
Oh, damn! Wait, and people got invited that Roach doesn't even want there because of work.
But
and
not
he
him.
Didn't invite Aaron? Oh, crap! What did Aaron say?
As an uninvited guest, I am firmly team Diane, not team Josh, though. But you know what that means, though? At the very best, he's seat 37.
Still ahead of Josh.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.